Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. U.S. futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. European equity markets have opened negative following mixed performance in Asia. U.S. dollar is stronger versus euro and sterling, but weaker against Japanese yen. Treasury yields are lower at the long end and flat at the short end. Crude oil is down, gold is a tad lower, industrial metals are also under pressure, and cryptocurrencies have slipped once again. In macro news, the U.S. banking turmoil is believed to have had impact on real economy, with the Fed survey showing that bank lending standards have tightened while credit demand has weakened across the residential real estate. However, this is still not considered indicative of a credit crunch, and the wider spillover is mostly contained to regional lenders. The strong labor market and consumer resilience is also supporting a soft landing scenario. And as inflation remains elevated, strategists are prompted to call for no Fed rate cuts in 2023. On the data front, China's export growth has slowed following March's outsized 14.8% increase. The moderation is seen as a reflection of deterioration in global economic activity that is weighing on external demand. China's imports have also shrunk at a steeper pace, reflecting weak domestic demand as well, and aligning with manufacturing activities slipping back into contraction for April. The lead indicators are mixed, with new orders shrinking in April while new exports in expansion. Japan's household spending has unexpectedly contracted on a year-on-year basis, leaving GDP implications soft. Japan's nominal wages growth is also lower than expected, and real wages have shrunk for a 12th straight month. Taiwan's exports have contracted for an 8th consecutive month amid an ongoing slump in global demand for electronics and chips. In Europe, the UK retail sales monitor has beat forecast. Business sentiment is also higher than consensus, while the Halifax house prices have dialed down after 3 price gains. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today includes the April Small Business Index, followed by the weekly Redbook chain store and weekly API crude inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Jacobs Solutions, Air Products and Chemicals, Waters, and TransDigm Group, posting their results before they open. Akamai Technologies, Wayne Resorts, Occidental Petroleum, and Electronic Arts will report after the close. In corporate news, Google will pay New York Times some $100 million over 3 years as part of a broad deal that allows it to feature New York Times content on some of its platforms, according to Reuters. In Asia, equities were mixed on Tuesday. Japan closed on a high with gains in most sectors. Australia closed slightly lower. Taiwan went slightly higher. India opened with gains. Hong Kong and mainland China markets, on the other hand, reversed gains made yesterday. South Korea traded lower, and Southeast Asia was mixed. European equity markets have opened lower amid Asia's mixed session and softer U.S. futures. The central bank attention remains on the Bank of England, which is set to raise interest rates to the highest level since 2008 on Thursday. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Tuesday, May 9th. 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.